It's our first time to do video.
You look at the camera. Okay. And now I'll look at the camera.
Okay.
How does it look? Like, does it look better?
Well, I'm looking at the camera. How would I know? No.
Welcome back to the Don't Mom Alone podcast. I'm your host, Heather McFadden, and this is still the place where I get to walk alongside you and connect you with people and resources so you know that you don't mom alone. And in this episode number 487, it's one of our special sidetracked episodes where once a month, my friend Cynthia Yanoff, host of the Mesmerized podcast, joins me here and we get sidetracked by all the things. But this is a very special episode. We have amazing news at the end of this episode, and you have to trust me. You really do. You have to get to the end because the fun doesn't stop in this episode. That's my only hint I'm going to give you. But we do get sidetracked, of course, by college drop-offs and back-to-school haircuts, terrible yearbook photos. We even rehash how we both ended up at the same event but had very different experiences, and you don't want to miss Cynthia's Bucky's story. And in order to hear it, you're going to have to listen to the rest of the show to figure out where she's telling it. Again, that's all I'm going to tell you. Let's get right to it. Here we go.
Guys, we don't know.
I say we just look at each other.
We have a big announcement today that we're going to talk about. We have a big announcement.
I love announcements.
With the announcement, don't you hate when people do that? Like at a church, they did it recently. And they're
teaser.
Like, at the end of the service, we've got a bit. And I'm like, no.
With people getting up at service? A lot of people leave in mid-service?
No.
That they have to get them to stay?
Right. They're like,
please don't leave. There's no Cowboys game today.
That was just
the week. That's the big thing.
That was just the week that I preached. And they were like, how do we keep people in their seat? But yeah.
We're looking at cameras.
We have a big announcement that we're going to talk about later, Heather and I are. But I brought over my ring light. We're at your house today. Yeah. I brought my ring light and we brought over like a real, what's that thing called? Like an HD camera or something?
4K, you said. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Do you have
a good side? Like when I did that Candace Cameron Bure podcast, that was one of the first questions they asked me is, do I have a good side? And I was like, is this a trick question? Do I look unprofessional if I don't know my good side? I don't know. I feel like it might be this other side. So maybe we should be switching.
Did you name drop this now?
I did too.
Okay.
It's my only experience with like real cameras beyond your 4K fancy sitch.
Okay.
You have a good side?
I don't think like my face has a good side. My hair, I think, has a better side.
Yeah.
Does your hair have a better side? Like the side where...
I see. Okay, because I do this, I probably should be sitting on this side. So we part on different sides.
And so the side of mine...
should we be switching?
I understand this is audio only, that y'all are listening on audio and you're like, what are we talking about? But the side that has more hair, where the part has more hair, that's a better view of me, I think. In terms of my face, I don't know that I do or don't, but let's just say this. This camera's doing me no favors. I look like I've spent the evening doing some ungodly things because my makeup looks so...
Well, we look tired. It's been a long week, but I have to tell you, and since our last sidetracked little update, someone did DM me about your hair.
Somebody has, and I love you, whoever, if you're listening, somebody has too much time.
No.
Wait, how have they seen my hair?
They said you should definitely, because you talked about the straightening and how it gets frizzy. They said you should definitely go for the keratin treatment. It's totally worth it.
Okay.
So maybe for your fall speaking, you and Ann Voskamp.
Don't laugh when you say Cynthia and Ann Voskamp.
I saw you posted that you're speaking with Ann Voskamp, and I love her, and I love you, and I can't wait to be a fly on the wall in that green room. That is fantastic.
Why? We're going to go back three steps real quick because we're sidetracked already. First of all, I am speaking at a thing in Nashville. I think it's in October. I can't remember. It'll be on my social. But I did not know that there was another speaker, which is great.
Thought you were the only speaker.
I guess I never asked. It doesn't matter. Totally doesn't matter. My social media person, she's precious. So she posts,
She reposted
that I got tagged in by this church. There was a graphic of me and Ann Voskamp. I hadn't seen it. I'm in Houston speaking.
I just keep laughing.
And my phone starts blowing up. And everyone's like, well, excuse us. I'm like, what are we looking at? And then it shows me an asshole. Don't say that too fast. It shows me and Ann Voskamp. And I die laughing. I'm like, what?
It felt a little bit like two extremes. both precious and amazing extremes, but
what's the extreme? She's godly. I'm not.
No, like, what's your extreme? I just feel like she has this like totally different vibe. Like what she's
put together.
No, you're both are put together. I'm not saying that. Don't take offense. Everyone listening can get it. There's two totally different vibes. And
I could have written a million gifts or whatever. It's Is that what it's called?
No, only 10,000.
Oh, there's
only 1,000. I said 10,000. Only 1,000. But like she's talking about the bubbles and the rainbow and the bubbles and the dish soap. I mean, I'm just saying. And you are like, cleaning those dishes so fast. You're not looking at the bubbles.
Oh,
and
yeah.
For the rainbow. All I'm saying.
Do you remember If Gathering when she came in holding a...
A sheep. I'm saying you're not coming in with a sheep. If you are, it's pooping down your arm. It's a comic relief skit that you're doing. I'm just saying it's a different vibe.
It's
both fantastic vibes, just in the same room. I want to meet the people that plan this event because they are my new favorites.
Well, I'm just telling you, then it should sell out because
it's going to sell out. I'm going to try to fly. I mean, I want to get there. But I have to tell you something with all this back to school stuff and talking about like what do we look like on camera and your hair. One, I took my youngest to get his back to school haircut.
Okay.
And we had very, you know, he wanted to keep it kind of long, but it's got to have met the, there's rules at his school.
Right.
And he's very self-conscious about his height. He's probably the shortest kid in his grade. All of my boys are over 6 foot and he's like 5 foot.
Okay? And he will be.
He will be. It's just he hasn't hit it yet. He has his dad bod right now, which my husband and all the boys like to joke about him. He has no belly, but they tell him he does. And
like he has a paunch.
Like a muffin top kind of thing. Anyway, but we go, we get his hair cut and it's real cute. And I send a picture to the group chat. And wouldn't you know, his brothers immediately respond with a picture of Hitler. Isn't that terrible?
Oh, my God, you
terrible,
horrible people.
Horrible boys. But it was because of the part was the same side. They're like, no, you got to part it the other way or else it looks like Adolf. Anyway, so there was that. Then the first day he comes home and I'm getting things out of his backpack and I go, your yearbook came. Normally, the yearbooks come, they're pouring over it, they're looking at all their pictures. He's like, oh, I saw it.
Uh-oh.
And I said, what happened? He goes, well, only that they made me look really small. And I'm like, okay, I know we've got a tender heart towards being shorter. I'm picturing the group picture of all the boys, and he, like, looks really small.
Okay.
Oh, no, sister. I'm going to have to post it. I'm sorry, child, but this is too good. I go to the picture, and it's the individual pictures, and they actually, like, messed up in putting his picture into the individuals, and it is totally – his picture is physically smaller. Than all the rest. His head is a fourth of the size of everybody else's head. It is this little tiny, tiny person.
Oh my God.
Compared to all the other people.
And this is what, like,
I'm like, oh,
trauma
Les,
is made of.
This is middle school trauma.
Middle school trauma.
Junior high. I mean, poor guy. He just hit right at the place. He's secure everywhere
else. But you'll post it anyway, which will be.
Oh my gosh.
You're going to pay for it.
I mean, these back to school things. Have you all had any debacles yet?
No, the only thing that was kind of sad, and this isn't really debacle-ish, but so Kate left and went back to Texas yesterday, the day before, I can't remember. And I had been in Houston speaking at a thing. And so long story short, I was going to get home in time to get to say goodbye to her as she headed out. Well, I left my dumb makeup bag. And by the way, I have the funniest story to tell you.
You've been telling me you're going to tell me this story.
I've been dying to tell you, but I couldn't tell you till we were recording because I'm like, I got to save it about something that happened on this.
This little trip.
Perfect, Cynthia.
Okay.
Perfect, not Ann Voskamp.
Ann is a very real person. She's very nice.
What, am I fake?
No, I'm saying like she's not this pretend like fairy of a person.
Oh, no, she's
like,
precious.
She's very real.
Okay, so anyway, she's my BFF. It's fine, everybody. I'll be in the green room if you need me. Okay, so I have a hilarious story to tell you, but I was coming back anyway. This is not the story right now. I'm just coming back to see Kate. Well, the night before I spoke, some of my friends were there. It was great. They had this awesome turnout. It just felt like a great event. I was so thankful for this. And so I'm just like, thank you, Lord. And I go spend the night at my friend's house. I left my stinking makeup bag at the church. And I'm talking everything's in it. Like, everything's in it. Like
all your Thrive cosmetics?
All my Thrive cosmetics. You need a Tums? You don't have one. It's in the makeup bag. Oh. You need to brush your teeth? Mm-mm. Take your makeup off? wear makeup, anything. So anyway, I had to go back by and get it the next day. I went to breakfast with a different friend, picked it up. I ended up getting, like, Kate needed to leave. And so I was finally like, just go. I'm not going to get back in time to see you. And I was so sad. And so we like didn't overlap by like really only like 20 or 30 minutes. But you know, Dallas, like when you got to get on the road.
If you don't.
You got to get on the road.
You couldn't like meet up at a Buc-ee's.
Well,
I guess it's two different routes.
Right. And this, my Buc-ee's, it's funny you said Buc-ee's, stay with that people.
Okay.
And that's my story later. But anyway, yeah. So that was the only thing that was a little bit of a bummer. I didn't get to say, like, give her a hug and all that. And I'm one of those moms. I don't know if any of you guys are like this, but if I've ever heard a horrible story about someone dying, getting killed, losing their head, a limb, like I tell my kids, I'm like, by the way, don't do this because I just read this and my kids are always like, oh my gosh. And so I told Kate, I'm like, listen, you cannot have a car wreck and die because I didn't get to hug you goodbye. And that will like be the worst story. And she's like, what's wrong with you? Yeah. Like, why do you say these things? Yeah. Like, I have a disorder. Yeah. And so anyway, she got there safely and I'm very happy. And those are all the things.
We have a stalker, my husband.
Her husband. Hi, Bruce.
We'll have you take a picture later, Bruce.
So anyway, it was sad. I could say goodbye, but she's back in college. JB cried so hard when she left. Mike said bawled.
It's the thing that rips my heart out the most.
It's the siblings that.
Oh my gosh. When it came down to the last days before Quaid left, the thing that would quickly bring tears to my eyes is thinking about Knox saying goodbye.
That's what gets me the most. And JB, and he's a senior, awful. And he lost it. But okay, enough about me. Can you give us all an update? You dropped your first kid to college, and he had a birthday since you've been home.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind. But not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
And you're talking about all the things that could go wrong. I told you this, like, there's so much stress around getting there, getting all the stuff there. Mm-hmm. First, my first worry was, will it all fit?
Right.
Thankfully, we didn't bring all the brothers.
Oh, yeah, you couldn't.
There's no way.
Because how many hours is the drive? Like, how far?
12.
Okay.
It's not, and we stopped in Nashville and did the little bit left the next day, but I was worried about that. I was worried about, will we get a flat tire? Mm-hmm. I mean, this is an old Yukon. Like, this is a 7-year-old Yukon. Like, will something break on it? Will someone break into our car while we're staying at the hotel in Nashville?
Is this a four-Enneagram?
No, I don't know what this is. I think I read too many posts on Facebook.
Okay.
I think these UT parent Facebook groups can actually mess you up. Like, I don't recommend getting on them. But the things parents post, like all the things that could go wrong, all the things that are going
wrong. People like me that find the one story and then they tell everybody. And
oh my gosh. But
clarity, UT, since her kid goes to Tennessee and mine goes to Texas. And
from now on, we're following SEC
rules. The SEC has said that UT is Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And so call us Melanie Schenkel and Sophie Hudson over here.
Wow, a little sports talk.
Because we're talking sports. It got weird for everybody. But yeah.
So now your daughter goes to Tex.
We have to say they call it Tex now in the SEC, which is so dumb. And you're UT. Great. So mm-hmm. I'm just going to call UT for the University of Texas where my daughter goes. Texas.
Oh, thank you for that. It's really...
It's just my love language. Okay, so you did okay dropping off. Okay,
so then the surprise was like, lovely drive. Oh my gosh, the conversations we had in the car really, truly gave me so much peace about him going. Like, we talked deep stuff in the car. Had a lovely dinner. The waitress made me cry because she was like, oh, this is a big deal. Oh, you're going to do great. I'm going to give you dessert for free on the house. Isn't that sweet? Dessert.
Yeah, but that made you cry?
Well, just her, she was like, this is a big deal. And like, anyway, just some words she said to Quaid. I was, anyway, just Sweet. And then the actual move-in was so smooth.
Yeah.
They knew what they were doing. These mm-hmm. people, they
These
move.
These colleges do it right.
They know. Mm-hmm. And I was shocked at how easy it was. And just his roommate's so great. His roommate's mom is great. The moment that got me again was we were like his mom was going to go to the bookstore. Anyway, she even called me later. She's like, I'm sorry that was so chaotic as I left. And I was like, no problem. I didn't have expectations on their leaving. But they left and they hugged him goodbye. And he comes back in the room and he's crying and I lost it.
Oh, to see the roommate crying.
I mean, seeing yep. an 18-year-old boy?
Mm-hmm.
No, ma'am. So no, I lost ma'am. It. And he's like, I did not expect to do that. And I said, this is a big deal. And I'm crying, you know, I give him a hug. Anyway, so then it's my turn, lose it again.
Mm-hmm.
And then I look over, the roommate's crying again. And then my son not crying.
Makes, warms the heart.
He's fine. He's fine. But then it's like he did rush and he had such like a great experience. They do dry rush there, which gives my mom heart peace. Mm-hmm. Like they mm-hmm. wear bracelets. And if they see you drinking or smoking, they cut the bracelet and you can't rush.
Oh, okay.
So to all you and parents judging
get
my
a
child,
bit or whatever it's called.
He got two bits, which is really good.
And so they pick one?
Yeah. And he's pledging right now. And that's the thing. Pledging,
or do we not talk about that?
I'm not allowed to talk about that.
Okay, fine. Tell us anyway.
That's the thing. It's a little stressful. Like I'm not allowed to post certain things and I'm not allowed to do certain things. And he's not allowed to do certain things. That's a little bit stressful.
Because Ann Voskamp's son, they told me what he pledged.
No, they didn't. Kidding. Stop. Anywho.
Okay.
That so I feel good, but I do think there's a little bit of a roller coaster. Did you experience that?
Yeah.
Like one day you're there awesome and the next day it's like they're so tired. Mm-hmm. I think he got a cold. It was his birthday yesterday, so that was emotional for me. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think it is. Yeah, the up and down. And I was thinking about when we dropped Kate off at Texas that a lot of people, the parents were leaving and I was walking back and forth getting her stuff and I would see these girls coming back in the dorm just bawling from saying goodbye to their parents. I'm like, that's me and that's my daughter. And it was rough. But my mom used to say this and then we can get off college talk. But my mom used to say that every year when I came home, it felt harder when I left every summer than even the first time. I'm like, how is that possible? And this year, Kate's leaving and she's now a senior at Texas. And I think this was one of the hardest for her that she left because like her friends were with us all summer. We did stuff. We had fun, the noise, the in and out, the chaos. And she is my oldest and she's a girl. And so she tells me everything. She's like, Mom, do you want to go get a coffee with me? And like, you know, it's just that thing. It's just, and I was like, and I'm fine once she's gone.
Are you gonna
cry? No, but you have tears in your eyes.
I know, because I was trying to, I was empathizing with what I thought were tears in your eyes.
Oh, gosh, this is hard. but I hope this 4K camera is picking up the fact that you had some tears.
You're glassy.
So, I'm good.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
if you cry. Do you need something?
No, I'm fine. Okay. Thanks for asking. So that's that.
I have a needs list right here. Oh, that's loud. Ooh,
gosh.
Here's a needs list if you have needs.
Okay.
Do you need me to be present with you, provide reality, convey the good, or...
Wow, this is interesting. Encouragement, respect, hope.
What do you need?
I need, I like quadrant four. I need a structure, challenge, development, and service. Okay. Anyway.
Speaking of structure and challenge, I will say, mm-hmm. now that he is moved out, oh my gosh, did I go on a decluttering just rampage? You do that? Or you're pretty clean. You're pretty decluttered.
No, I think we've talked about this before, and you've been to my house enough to know my house is always straight, but I wouldn't say it's always clean, if that makes sense.
Like, do you have a cleaning lady that comes or no?
I do. Like every other week or something. But I mean, like in terms of every closet's perfectly done and all. No, but I just did my closet this like 2 weekends ago. I was like, this is madness. So I kind of did what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Kate was still here. But doesn't it feel good?
I mean, I kind of wonder, like they talk about spring cleaning, but post-summer, mm-hmm. if you have kids that all go away to school, like during the day, mm-hmm. it feels like now that they're all out of the house, it's worth it.
Yeah.
Making things messy to then like my dining room table's covered in stuff because I'm just like, I went through all their closets. Anyway, I'm having a good time with that. What was I going to tell you about that?
Okay. Well,
I do need to tell you a story though.
Oh, okay. Tell me.
Okay. So I saw this and you need to tell me if you saw this already, but a mom who was like really into thrifting. So, you know, yeah, we're decluttering. I take my stuff to Genesis Women's Shelter. Yeah. Some people drop off at Goodwill. She was like, oh, I thought I was having the best mom day. I take my daughter. We get coffee. We go to Goodwill. We're thrifting. I'm like, oh, my gosh. She loves thrifting with me. She shows up. She had gone through one of the racks, comes back around, and she has this piece of art. It's like a butterfly mosaic.
Mm-hmm.
It was her daughter's.
That she made?
that she made that the mom had donated to the Goodwill.
And it was literally there.
And it was there.
Oh, my gosh.
And she was like, worst mom moment.
That's so bad. That's so bad. How much were they selling it for?
I know, right? So she ended up buying it, her own daughter's
art. She bought
art.
It right back, didn't she? Yeah.
Do you ever donated art? I would never, because I'm like, nobody needs one.
No, I haven't donated art. But, you know, one time when we went to the Goodwill and the back of my car was full of stuff and I didn't get out because I didn't have shoes on. So Mike threw it all in the Goodwill bucket or whatever. And I didn't realize till like 2 hours later that Brett had these brand new Birkenstocks that we had set in the back of my car. Well, if I would have taken everything, I would have known not to throw the Birkenstocks in. Mike threw them in. And I was like, oh, and you know, Birkenstocks are kind of pricey.
Yeah.
And so I go back to the Goodwill and it's, I promise you, it's not more than 2 hours later. And I'm like, hey, I just fell in there. Never saw them. Mm-mm. And Mike goes, oh, somebody totally put those in their car and they're dead. But no, I didn't get them back. And I was like, sick. I'm like, anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go. Yeah,
there you go. If y'all are doing your, be careful with what you donate from while your kids are at school.
Okay. Before we, I think we need to do our announcement in a second.
Okay.
And because, yeah, there's a reason. But before we get there, one other thing. I feel like we haven't seen each other in forever, but it was funny because we ended up in an event the other night that we didn't know we were both going to be at.
Yeah.
And I just, because like I'm totally in the middle of an event, I'm like, oh, a squirrel. And so I'm looking around. I'm like, is that Heather? But my contacts are so bad. So I asked my friends, I'm like, hey, is that Heather over there? And they're like, yeah.
Because I was in my kimono.
You were in your kimono.
That's very.
Yes.
And we were both in the balcony.
In the balcony. And so then I text you because you're there with Bruce and I was there with some girlfriends. And I texted you. I'm like, hey, so you have his hands all over you? Because you want to see how handsy he is. And you were like, yeah, totally. I'm like, gross. I may have to switch seats.
Yeah, he totally did.
So we ended up at the same event and that was so fun. And then Heather goes missing, you guys. This is so Heather McFadden.
Well, it was an interesting event because they did short little sessions.
Yes.
Like he would speak for about 15, 20 minutes.
Are we saying who it is? It doesn't matter. Yeah. It's Paul David Tripp.
Yeah.
Okay. And so Heather so big timed me so bad, you guys. I'm sitting there and my friend bought me a ticket. Okay. Turns out Heather got a free ticket. Of course she did. And then she's missing for half the event. I'm like, what happened? Like irritable bowel syndrome. Like what's going on? Where is Heather McFadden? Oh no, she's meeting the guy.
Yeah.
Oh, she's over there meeting Paul David Tripp. No, Paul David Tripp didn't want to meet Cynthia. And I'll take it one step further. It's even funnier. I don't know if this is funny or not, but it is funny to me. Afterwards, she's like, oh, I just ran down and I got to meet him, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, okay. And then she says, by the way, there's some girls over there that like the show or whatever. And I was like, oh, really? And she goes, yeah, I told him. Oh, well, Cynthia Yanoff showed over there. And she's like, who's that? And I go, thanks, Heather.
I was like, oh, you listen to Sidetrack. Cindy's right there. And they're like, oh, we haven't listened to those yet. So
yeah, who's Cynthia?
They're solid Don't Mom Alone fans. But yeah, the funny part of that Paul David Tripp story is my friend Ashley, who used to work for me that now works for Paul, she like coordinated. She's like, hey, you know, if you come down at the certain time, Paul's going to be heading to the book table. Mm-hmm. You can intersect with him and y'all can meet in person because I've interviewed him. We've met like through Zoom.
Right.
Well, he walks up and Ashley goes, you know who this is? And he goes, I sure do. And he walks and he extends his hand to Bruce.
Okay.
And I was like, that was a little weird, a little chauvinistic. And I don't find Paul to be that way. Like,
right. Yeah.
Very kind about his wife. He's very kind about women. Anyway.
Surely wouldn't. I was in the balcony.
Go ahead. That was odd. And then it was just like a very odd conversation. The rest of it was very stilted. It wasn't warm. It wasn't like, it felt odd. And I said something about podcasting and I said something about like, do you know how many guests have then started their own podcast? And I was like, oh, maybe that was the wrong thing to say. Cause then Ashley's like, well, I think he had a podcast before you even did anyway. And I was like, oh, this is bad. So then he had to go. And I was like, well, that was not a good meetup.
Right.
Okay. Fast forward. He does another session. There's another break. I didn't know then there was another session. So the second break, we thought we were leaving. We thought it was over. That's why we left. And I run into Ashley again. She's like, so funny. Paul did not know it was you. He thought your husband was this guy who's been emailing our team multiple times and was desperate to meet Paul.
Oh.
Like not stalker, but
that
stalker-ish.
Was me. Did you tell him that was Cynthia?
So it was like he was walking up on guard thinking it was this super fan, not realizing
it was you. Oh, that's funny.
So don't feel too bad. Nobody's known over here. Well, it's fine. We're all fine. Calm down, everyone. It's fine.
Everyone, calm down. It's fine. I say that apparently a lot. And somebody said the other night, I should name my next book that. Calm down, everybody. It's fine.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind, but not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote with in seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
Okay, well, I have a question for you again about college and maybe y'all who have teenagers. Do you, with Life360, like we use that for a long time, and you track your kids. Did you track Kate or do you still track Kate?
Yeah, I do track Kate, but she knows, like, obviously she knows she's on Life360. And I said, like, would you like us to take you off of that or whatever? She's like, actually, no, she wants to be on it because she likes to know where I am or Mike or whoever, or Brad, if she wants to call one of us, she looks to see if we're home. And she's like, and actually it would help me too, because she's like, just glance. And like, you know, if she's at Young Lives or doing whatever, then I don't call her in class. So it's kind of been nice just like in communicating. But for me, my big thing was just driving back and forth to Austin. I-35, if you don't live in state, you don't know this, but it's just terrible. The worst road ever. And I mean, people die. I could tell y'all stories.
Oh no.
Let me tell you about, oh no. Okay. Never mind.
No.
But, so yeah, did Quaid went off?
And he asked to be off when he turned 18.
Okay.
So we haven't been tracking him for a while. And what's interesting is he's better behaved now that we're not tracking him. Like, I won't get into that, but I will just say it's an interesting question. Like, I've talked to parents and they go back and forth on it. They're like, no, they're out of the house, you don't need to track them. And others are like, no, you have to for safety.
Yeah, I never really look. And you have a boy and I have a girl, so it's a little different too.
And I'm sure people have loads of opinions.
Yeah. I don't
I mean, I wasn't tracked when I went to college.
I didn't have a phone.
I was thinking,
when I was in college. You didn't
how
either.
Many times did my parents even come to my college to visit me? I feel like maybe when they dropped me off the very first time.
And like parents weekend, mine came.
I don't even know if they came parents weekend and maybe my graduation.
My parents did, but I was 11 hours from home.
I was an hour.
I was 11 hours from home, all in Texas, everybody. So I was at Baylor and I grew up in El Paso. And so that's
so far.
And sometimes I drove it by myself. And of course, we didn't have cell phones.
Yeah.
I would drive that. And I look back, I'm like, did y'all hate me? Like,
no.
And my mom's like, that's just kind of what you, well, you know, like.
I think you're okay.
I don't know that I am, Heather. But anyway.
I'm saying you made it like that.
Oh, I didn't. And I can tell you just a deathly story that happened on those roads. I'm sure if you gave me a minute, I would.
Well, I want to tell you something about tracking.
Okay.
Because we have some exciting news. And I want to make sure that the people listening track with us, stick with us, Life360 us,
this
follow
is gonna
us.
Get good. You guys.
Do you want to say it?
Well, I want us to give some background first. Can we do that?
Without saying what it is?
Okay, say what it is.
Do you want you say it? Give some background.
Well, so Heather and I, nothing. Heather gets an email from someone we both know that is very, very connected in the podcasting world. And it's kind of the podcasting czar of all, that's a terrible description, czar of a Christian podcast.
And a producer of sorts.
Producer of sorts. And he does the big ones.
Yeah.
He reaches out and says, hey,
I would love to work with y'all. I think you're doing a really good, fun thing, and I want to be a part of it.
Was sidetracked. And so it's a miracle that Heather even responded or even told me, because you know how she is with this whole emails and opportunities.
Very organized.
And she's like, I think 4 months ago. No, but, and so she tells me, I'm like, huh, well, I'm a three, everybody, right? And so I'm like, oh, well, let's figure this out. Anyway, you guys, we've met with them. We've done the last few weeks. We've done contracts.
Cynthia's pulled out her lawyer skills.
Oh, gosh.
Mike has stepped in with his lawyer skills. We have contract. I just let them handle it while I was moving Quaid in. I actually signed one of the contracts.
On the road.
On the way back. Like, I was stopped at, like, a Panera. I took a picture.
And when I was on the way back, by the way, we were finalizing contracts on the way back from my speaking thing. And I said, hey, before you sign this other contract, just check this one thing, make sure it was added in. She goes, oh, I already signed it. Sorry.
I'm like,
oh,
signed it.
Here we are.
Here we are.
But the announcement is, drum roll, please.
Sidetrack has its own show. Mm-hmm. Y'all, you've got to follow us. Head over there. Go on iTunes, whatever your favorite podcast player is. If, I don't know where you're listening. You go, you search Sidetracked. Mm-hmm. There might be a few other shows. It's not us. It's not us. If you don't see our cute faces, it's not us. And follow us there. All the back episodes will be there. So you'll mm-hmm. see lots of, I think we've already done 18 shows.
Have we
via
really?
Don't Mom Alone. Yeah.
Season one will be the ones we've already done. Mm-hmm. But all this to say, and we'll go into it more later, but all this to say, Sidetracked has been picked up as its own gig.
And we're joining the Converge Network.
We're on the Converge Network. And Sidetracked.
It has Tim Hawkins, fellow comedian to us.
Oh, I wonder if
the Chick-fil-A song, you know?
Does he know how funny I am?
I don't know.
Kidding.
He's gonna ask.
Okay, so anyway, we're going to do that, you guys. And so this is how this is going to work. Friends, we love you. Sidetracked will not be on Don't Mom Alone after
September.
After September. It's its own baby. And if you've listened to it sometimes on Mesmerize, we have some sidetracks that go on that one too. It will only be on Sidetracked. So right now, what we're going to do, everybody, brace yourself. This is a big ask. We're going to stop the show here and the rest of it. And I'm going to tell you my hilarious story, by the way, too.
And what we're getting sidetracked by.
And we're getting sidetracked by. All of that is going to go on our Sidetracked show that is now official. So what we would love for you to do right now is just, we're going to stop this. And you are going to go over to Sidetracked and you're going to subscribe. And you are going to listen to us there. And here we go. It's exciting.
I'm excited. Please. Yeah. I'm excited.
Okay.
Be excited with us. Are you tracking? Let's go. Okay. Y'all heard us. Head on over. It's ready for you. The new Sidetracked feed with Converge Network. We're so excited to share it with you. And you'll hear the rest of the episode over there. And I'm serious. Go.